The Traveler's Journal, February 6th. Keeping in touch at sea. Once upon a time, people took ocean cruises to get away from everything, from developments at home or work to news of the world. However, in this type A age of telecommunications, it seems some cruise passengers crave constant contact even more than midnight buffets. For example, many ships now provide in-cabin TVs with CNN and ESPN around the clock. Abridged versions of USA Today and the New York Times are available at sea. Some upscale lines provide daily summaries of the closing price of stocks in a passenger's portfolio. Ship-to-shore communications, once possible only by radio, have become far easier. Many vessels now feature direct-dial telephones in every cabin. Several lines provide business centers, where passengers can make photocopies, send or receive email, or go online and surf the World Wide Web. Yet, since all these links are via satellite, the cost of contact adds up fast, generally ranging from $5 to $15 per minute. Cell phone users can sign up for a service that will let them make connections in ports throughout much of the Caribbean, at something of a savings over the normal ship service. But price-conscious passengers still wait to use public payphones at various ports of call. Too often, however, they discover their prepaid calling cards don't work, and the available lines have already been commandeered by the ship's crew. Ah, the cost of convenient communications. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.